Welcome, my sales ops community. This is Sales Ops with Sales Strategic, and we are on episode 6. And we are talking about today the importance of aligning your training strategy with your sales strategy. And what this is going to do is it's going to be able, or I should say, allow you to maximize the effectiveness of your sales team, and it's also going to help you achieve your business objectives. When I first got into an organization and I was talking with a business owner, one of the things I noticed was that there was no way they were going to hit their sales targets for the quarter. And you may say, well, what do you mean? How do you know that? Well, I know that because one, there weren't any clearly defined goals or expectations. And two, everybody had a different message. There was no alignment. So everything was very inconsistent and it eroded customer trust. They weren't getting return phone calls. The follow-ups went cold. And they even got emails from certain potential customers that claimed that this was that the business was a scam, or that the business really was unethical. And one of the first things I told that business owner was that we need to align whatever training strategies that you have in place, or lack thereof, because there was a lack of it, with your business objectives. We don't want to waste any resources from ineffective training, right? We don't want to have any type of misalignment with the goals. And we don't want to create any type of bad customer dissatisfaction, reduced loyalty, or negative word of mouth. And I told him, I said, listen, when you're trying to align these two strategies together, you got to ask yourself, how can training in general support your strategic goals? And I'm going to ask you guys, how can training support your strategic goals of your organization, especially when it comes to your sales operations? Well, first and foremost, it creates alignment. And I just talked about that organization and how misaligned they were. You have to create alignment. You have to be able to have the same message and it be repeated over and over again by all your different reps, all throughout the organization, because that's going to create that brand loyalty that you want. And increased trust and loyalty means that you're going to have increased productivity, and you're definitely going to have increased productivity throughout your sales team, because your sales team, by having the same message, they're going to feel like, okay, I know what I need to do. There's no confusion. And I just needed to deliver, which is ultimately going to create increased profitability. You also want to ask, what customization is required to align the training that you may need? Because once you clearly define your strategic business objectives, you want to make sure you're developing the right training programs for any skill gaps within your workforce. That's very important. What part of your process, your sales funnel, are you getting stuck at? What part of your script or your AI integrated code emails or your cold calls, where is there the most disruption in your process? You have to develop the right programs to address those issues. And then you want to adjust any type of measurements and KPIs accordingly, right? Because let's say you had one goal in place for the quarter, but if everything is misaligned and it's come to a head that your organization, or I should say your sales organization, isn't really performing how you want it to, you need to adjust. You need to be adaptable. And that leads me to my next thing, which is how does training create adaptability? Well, the first thing it creates is transparency. Why? Because you're allowing your workforce to understand that we are misaligned and we need to be able to develop the proper training in place to hit the goals that we have. Because you want to make sure you're developing a mindset of growth and personal development throughout your sales organization and just in your organization in general. And when you do that, it is going to allow space for your workers to accept your goals that you have and create that alignment throughout the team in general. And again, when you're creating that, when you're creating that adaptability, right? You want to make sure that you are, or that your training is relevant and is tailored to the needs of the team, which is enhancing their ability to meet their sales objectives. And then, you know, the last question you want to ask yourself is, what are the learning objectives that you're going to get through the training? How's that going to meet your business goals? And that really falls into the idea of understanding the culture of the company, understanding the exact training plan that each employee is getting, and or just overall the training program that you're creating and why you're implementing it. And it also is going to allow your workers to understand your strategies that you have in place and how it's going to align with the success of the company. Because when you do implement training, you want to make sure you get continuous feedback. Because you have to make sure you're adjusting the training content and the methods based on real-time feedback. And this is to ensure that it remains effective and it aligns with your sales operations. You have to look at it from this standpoint. When you implement training, okay, it's first and foremost going to improve workplace culture if there's communication attached to it. Meaning you're clearly defining and setting expectations. We talked about setting the proper expectation last episode. So this is kind of piggybacking off of that. If you are engaging the employees with a collaboration mindset, right? Because if you are saying to your employees, hey, these are the skill gaps that we're seeing within our process, We want to implement this training to make sure that you are hitting your quota and you're being more successful. That's going to create better buy-in. And the whole idea of gaining increased revenue really comes from the foundation that you set. Because you're going to get increased revenue when you do the little things, you do the hard things. You're not going to get increased revenue by just hiring a ton of reps, as we talked about before, and saying, okay, well, my high performer does 15, another rep does 10. And so if I can just get hire more people, because I know I can get at least 10 deals a month out of these particular reps, then I'll have X amount. No, it doesn't work like that. If you want your rep to achieve what your high performer is achieving, you need to make sure everything is aligned properly. More specifically, you need to make sure your training that you implement aligns with the messaging that you're putting out. It aligns with the goals that you have and the expectation that you have. So, and this is going to be a shorter episode today, but let me just give you the steps that I see how you should do it. So, first and foremost, you want to understand whatever your sales strategy is. And you have to ensure that the training directly supports the overall objective and targets specific areas of improvement. We talked about this earlier, making sure that you conduct a skill gap analysis. You have to assess whatever current skills you have in place with your team and organization. And you have to be able to identify any specific areas where training is needed to bridge the gaps and enhance performance. I'll say it again. If you are not hitting your revenue targets, and you already have a large sales organization, there is a skill gap that's there that's preventing you, or I should say, preventing your team from hitting their goals. And sometimes it can be as simple as misalignment. And that's mainly misalignment of the messaging that you're putting out there, which has already created customer distrust. And once you do that skill gap analysis, you want to develop targeted training programs and then implement those training programs and get continuous feedback. So I'm repeating myself, but I'm really trying to make this very concise. And make this where you really understand, okay, why it's important. Here are some pitfalls, and here are the steps that you can do. And then lastly, you want to measure and analyze the training's effectiveness. Because if you feel like you have everything in place, but the training isn't working, then you may have to go back and analyze it a little bit better to see, okay, why isn't my training? What did we implement that isn't or isn't showing up in the results? But I can tell you a lot of times, if you really do the proper skill gap analysis and you really understand where in your process there could be areas for improvement. And then you provide solutions to those things via training, you will find success and increase revenue. So As I said before, this is going to be a shorter episode. We are still receiving questions from the audience. The podcast is growing, which is great. More people are listening, which is great. And we just hope we're providing the best information possible. And in this case, trying to understand that you have to align whatever training that you're trying to implement, you have to align it with your sales operations. And understanding if you don't, there are serious, what's the best way to say it? If you don't align together, there are pitfalls that will seriously hurt your business. Okay. So thank you for listening. Please make sure you rate the podcast. Please make sure you set your notifications so you know when a new episode comes out. We will be back in 2 weeks. Also, I hope everyone had a great holiday. I haven't spoken to y'all since then, but hope you had a great holiday. There's a lot going on right now in the world, and I just hope that everybody stays safe. And for us that have businesses and we're trying to help other businesses grow, it's not a quick process. It is something that there are steps involved, and hopefully these episodes can help you and can give you the confidence you need to be successful. Thank you guys as always, and we will be back in 2 weeks. All right, bye-bye. See you.